is Fesco and Dusty.
I got Mahomes' balls in my hands.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh yeah, football, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts.
Back at it on a Friday. Happy Friday to you all. Good morning, Kansas City. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, all with you on this wonderful Friday morning. Looks nice and peaceful outside. It's like 68 degrees and it's August 21st. Gotta love that. So I hope you all are out there enjoying your wonderful Friday.
Happy birthday to my dad today.
Nice.
Yeah.
The old man's birthday.
The old man's
today.
Birthday is today. So he's 77 today.
Let's go.
Yeah. 77
nice.
Today. So happy birthday, Dad. Love you. Call you later. Talk to you. Happy birthday. It's
going to
be
a good later.
One. Yeah. Should be a great one for him. 77 years old today, man.
What do you think is the one food item your dad would want for his birthday?
Ooh, I don't know.
Coleslaw?
No, probably not the coleslaw. I think he'd do better
you
than that.
You got to get the coleslaw.
Got to get the coleslaw, though. If it comes with it, you got to get the coleslaw. Lobster tail, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, really? Ooh, okay.
Nice. Yeah, maybe a lobster tail. I think that sounds good. I mean, you're 77 years old. You might as well have a lobster, right?
Mom got a whole day planned for him already?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't think so. I mean, by the
you're
time
you're 77,
he,
Bob, go do whatever you want
to
do.
By the time he goes to the bathroom, it's tomorrow, so it doesn't matter.
he missed at least your birthday. He's at
home. It's true, yeah.
I wish you could like send booze in the mail. I just send him a bottle of Maker's Mark.
You can
send
it? Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Just wrap it up and mail it. Send it in the mail. There's booze delivery services too and places you can order, you know, that stuff online.
I would ask if your dad has Venmo, but we don't have enough time on the show.
I don't think that. No. My mother does not. No, they don't believe in that. Nope.
But if I don't have the money in my hand, how do I get the money? Okay. Yeah, all right. No, what about the Wi-Fi?
She's a Zelle, not Venmo. Okay. So she's on the Zelle.
She's hip. That's good.
Yeah. It's easier to transfer between different banks and
exactly
things like
right.
that. And so, yeah. So she uses that because she used to mail the kids and us, you know, checks and money and cash. They started stealing it. I can't tell you how many times. Cards never arrived, or they come and they were open and the money was taken out. I'm not kidding. It's like unbelievable.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, Zelle's actually even better. Just instant. Boom,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, it's an immediate transfer for you. So, yeah, uses that. So
nice. So this comes from his Dirkness, pretty popular follow in Kansas City. He quotes this tweet saying, I knew the Chiefs' running game was bad. I had no idea it was this bad. The text though, says K-9's presence will help the deep passing game. He will help the play action game. He will help the screen game. He will help the offensive line. He will help take pressure off of Mahomes. Oh, and these explosive runs won't hurt either. A stat from Nate Tice that blew my damn mind. Of every NFL offseason or every NFL offense since 2002, the 2025 Chiefs ranked 755th of 768 teams in explosive run percentage. In 2024, the Chiefs ranked 758th. Enter Kenneth the Dog Walker, who ranks second in the NFL in that category in 2025. Essentially, the Chiefs tried to scare defenders in the box with a guard hamster last season, while this year they'll be unleashing a pit bull. Pretty good text there.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, the best.
It's crazy too when you see those numbers and how bad this team was. And Kelsey's Jason, was on the broadcast last night, and I don't know if you guys saw him. Like, it was so fun to watch him on TV because he had so much to say, and they were like doing TV stuff like 10 seconds, and he's raising his hand as he's in Houston trying to get their attention, and it was about Andy Reid. Yeah, I was just at the camp. He goes, and they are running the football. Mark my words, they are making a commitment to this running game. They know how bad it has been. They will be running the football. And for Jason Kelsey to say that means he got all that information when he was up there. And Andy Reid's his former coach. It's the guy that drafted him. Obviously, there's a huge connection with the Kelsey family and the Reeds. And if Jason Kelsey is saying that and being so adamant about that on Monday Night Football, yeah, they're going to run the football. They know how bad it is. Like I said yesterday when Andy gave the address to Grandview High School for Diane Houston and mentioned that you always have to be learning in this address that he gave to the school. One of the things that he wants the teachers and all the students to constantly learn Andy is constantly learning, and I love that about Andy Reid. He may be 68, but he doesn't act it. He's always learning and moving forward. And to hear Jason Kelce say that yesterday, they're going to run the football. I promise you, they're going to run the football. They're making a concerted effort to run the football. Now I'm excited to see them run the football, man. Not that I wasn't before, but I think they are. I think it's going to be a run, then pass type of offense until people start to say, all right, we got to stop the run, and then boom, we're just going to nail you over the top, man, and just kick your ass that way.
I was having this conversation with a few buddies yesterday. Because Ken Walker's, what, maybe the 11th best running back in football?
I've seen him in the top 10, you know. Depends on what list you look at.
Yeah. 9 through 12, 8 through 12, somewhere in there, yeah.
And that addition is insane for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. Whereas, like, we talked about this earlier last week about how Ken Walker to, I don't know, the Rams would have been like, oh, cool, nice. But Ken Walker to the Chiefs is like,
we need him. Yeah.
Thank goodness, man. Yep. We need somebody that has some sort of vision, some sort of educational way to run the ball. And then not only that, to say that the addition of Ken Walker, you draft Emmitt Johnson, you go get DeMarcado. By the way, you got DeMarco Murray and Eric Bieniemy back on this team. There was no doubt in my mind. There was one thing that the Chiefs knew they needed to do, and that was get somebody that was compliant enough to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe Ken Walker, from what you see on the field, doesn't put you in the top 12, but what he does for this team and what he can possibly do for this team puts him as a number one addition to this roster.
Well, that's why I think it's comparable to what Tyrann Mathieu was to the defense in 2019. I mean, maybe he wasn't the perfect fit for the Jets. Let's just, I don't know why I came up with the Jets, but maybe he wasn't the perfect fit for the Jets.
Not only that, but maybe he wasn't your number one pick in the league for maybe a free safety.
Right, exactly. Right. Wasn't the number one out there in the top 10, 12, probably, but he was the perfect player at the perfect time in the perfect situation here in Kansas City. And that's, to me, what Ken Walker ends up being. He may not be the best running back in the NFL, but he could be that perfect addition at the perfect time in the perfect situation, just like Tyrann Mathieu was, and have that kind of impact. It's all about what you're doing impactfully on your team and how you impact your team. And you're right, the Rams or the Lions or the Falcons may look at Kenneth Walker, oh, we don't need a guy like that. But the Chiefs look at him and go, we need that guy. We have to have a guy like that. And so that's why I think it is going to be good, because he is that perfect fit right now for this offense, man. It's like everything you hear about this guy is just loving and glowing and wonderful. And, you know, they were talking about Ken Walker yesterday as well, about it's not necessarily what he does on the field. It's all the stuff that he does off the field and the work ethic that he has, the classroom setting stuff, the willingness to learn, the willingness to get better. All of that kind of stuff factors in. And that's why I'm excited too about Ken Walker. He's just not going to sit back and, you know, rest on his laurels because he won the Super Bowl MVP last year.
No, he's so locked in. He's such a football first guy, and that attitude's contagious. Then they kind of needed that reinvigoration of like, oh, this guy means business.
Pat needs another nerd with him, right? To watch game film
100%. Exactly. He's just going to help. He's going to lift everything up about this offense. He's going to be the biggest improvement to any team that they've had, that any team's had this offseason on the field.
And the addition of Ken Walker, I hope, obviously, that he's productive on the field, but I hope that he gives Andy no reasonable doubt to be like, hey, man, you can run it. I promise. You can run the ball. It's going to work because it's going to open up everything else. Because if you have to respect him, you have to respect the run. And if you have to respect the run, then you have to give up something, which means you can't, you know, stack it deep in the back and put a cover two shell and say, hey, Patrick Mahomes, dare you to throw it, because that's what Ken Walker is going to open up. And you also have to have a healthy line, which is also a question as of right now.
The line, that's fair.
Still 3 weeks away. So we'll get to that. Plus, we'll get to the Royals on the other side because they do sweep the A's. They have won, I believe, 5 of their last 6. So it's a little too late. But again, where it all went wrong started in February when we talked to Vern. We'll see if they can move on from that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Nolan Williams, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan.